In the last two or three years, we've seen in the range of $40 billion worth of debt for energy companies that have come into the Houston bankruptcy court. That is definitely, as Carl said, on the decrease. On the other hand, in the last 3 weeks, we've had about $600 million of new debt cases that have been filed in Houston. So there are still major filings in particularly energy support businesses or marginal businesses that are still losing money, maybe just not as much as they were losing at the height of the crash in prices. But it's still a big deal.
And I think it's important to note that as prices inch up, if they inch back up or when they inch back up, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to see less energy filings, because as the balance sheets get repaired somewhat, in some cases it makes it more likely that lenders that are standing on the sidelines waiting for them to get repaired will then become active. So, you know, you may or may not be an energy attorney in here, but I'm sure half the attorneys in here have drafted up a lease for an oil field services company, for an E&P company's office space, for an industrial lot, or something to that effect. Those are all dealt with in the bankruptcy. I know Judge Isker sees disputes over those matters not infrequently in these large E&P cases. So with that, the next sector that we're seeing a tremendous amount of restructuring activity in is retail. So, and I want to thank Kristen Jacobson for putting together our presentation. We actually had a lot of, I'm not sure if they're GIFs or GIFs. I left this one in. The rest were just too distracting for me. So the retail sector is suffering from significant distress as online retailers continue to gain market share, as this chart from, I believe this is FTI's chart, basically just displaying Census Bureau data, provides. You have kind of twin concerns on the retail side: a loss of market share causing a lot of bankruptcies, also just too much leverage on these companies with a lot of buyouts and just an extreme amount of debt on them. So these are all of the bankruptcies from 2015 to early 2018. I thought this slide was going to be sufficient, but shortly before this, we also had Sears and Mattress Firm file bankruptcy, so couldn't get any slide that had everything, so you have two.
So again, those cases are typically not filed in Houston, but a lot of the leases are in Houston. So you can still have a lot of lease activity out of those bankruptcy cases that's going to affect your clients. And a lot of that negotiation will be by the local lawyers, not by the bankruptcy lawyers. We'll get into some detail on that in a minute.
Yeah, and this is just kind of a chart from Reorg Research. They put together some great visuals in terms of industry activity. And this just shows all of the 2017 just large retail, so complex Chapter 11 retail and restaurant cases. You can see there were 3,800 leases rejected just in cases that they follow. So that doesn't include all of the small Chapter 11s, which there are a lot more small Chapter 11s than large Chapter 11s. So this gives you some idea of where the action's happening, and you'll notice Texas is only behind California in the number of leases that were rejected last year. So the next spot where we're seeing really a lot of activity is healthcare. You can ascribe a lot of causes to the healthcare crisis, but for relevance to this group, I'm sure you've all seen the explosion in standalone or freestanding ERs, the retail center, doc in the box, dialysis. You've got a lot more doctor-owned entities that are setting up. The pressures on healthcare with respect to decreased reimbursements are leading to a substantial increase in filings this year. And the large Chapter 11s, they've accounted for approximately 10% so far this year of all Chapter 11 filings.
And those cases are pretty well being filed throughout the country. Obviously, the retail locations of the neighborhood emergency centers can be anywhere. and they don't have quite the focal point for filing as the energy cases being primarily Houston, the retail cases primarily being Delaware and New York. These are pretty well filed a little bit everywhere. We did have a very large one filed here in Houston, the Neighborhood Emergency Center group.
Neighbors Healthcare.
Neighbors Healthcare, which I drew, and it's, so it's my case. And so it's had an awful lot of lease activity, but those are filed in lots of locations.
They're filed across the country, and it's a good segue into where these negotiations take place. In the Neighbors case, just for example, there was an auction of substantially all of the assets, which were 60 freestanding ERs. The auction lasted 26 hours. There were, I think at the end of it, there were 18 bidding groups still at the auction bidding on it. My bidding group got knocked out, I guess, at the 18th hour, but my client wanted to stay throughout the rest to see if things fell apart. And just to give you some idea of the negotiations that go on, the bids, which were large dollar bids, were all contingent. It was a contingent bid. I'll bid this if I can negotiate this lease amendment or that lease amendment, or if I can accept this lease but reject that lease. And it turned into an incredibly complicated exercise in determining the value of these respective bids.